So we have the plastic shroud with two fans and a reasonable looking heatsink. You know, we've got two fat heat pipes over there. The actual fin array isn't just like a block of aluminium that they cut grooves into. We've also got some supplemental power. In terms of rear IO, we have two HDMI and two display ports, which means it's probably not a GTS 450. Around the back, the crudely hewn plastic backplate does nicely emphasize the mongrel pedigree of this car. Wow, that just felt like I dropped a pretentious wine description. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, let's drop this mutt in the system and see if it works. Test system wise, I'm using the PC that I built in this ridiculously overpriced pink Asus anime case from the previous video. Yes, it works! Very good, we've got a signal out and everything. But my excitement was short-lived because I just couldn't get drivers installed on the thing. Oh, this driver could not find compatible graphics hardware. I tried various combinations of DDU wiping, restarting, and different driver versions, but the drivers refused to associate with the riffraff. Even GPU-Z, which normally is like a scam graphics card sniffer dog, seemed pretty confused by this graphics card. Okay, so this is getting a bit concerning. I can't actually install drivers on it. So let me drop this AliExpress RTX 3060 in a different system and see if that changes anything. No, this is a completely different system and I'm still getting the same error message. Really irritating. It means it has to be the graphics card, so I guess I'm just gonna take it apart and have a closer look at it. Oh crap, none of my screwdrivers reach the screws down there. Actually, let me try my Wishbuild RAM screwdrivers. That actually works. I am now very glad that I kept those little screwdrivers. I guess before we destroy the sticker, we should probably scan the QR code. How is this helpful at all? I don't understand. What? I don't even have to wipe the thermal paste down. I can see that.